Hello and welcome back to Idol Talk. Big Hit recently announced that BTS Jin will enlist in the military this year. Listen in as we give a high-level overview of conscription in South Korea, amendments that allowed BTS to postpone enlistment, and review local polling data on sentiment regarding exemption laws. Finally, we close with a review of Jin's solo debut and goodbye song, Astronaut.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley and I am obsessed with Le Sserafim's latest comeback, Anti-Fragile. Anti-Fragile. I just love it. I love it. I've seen every single video that they've released of it, like reaction videos, and I just love it. It's very good.
Awesome. I mean, again, the girl groups are going at it this year. I mean, this is not a K-pop episode, but G-Idle is now the first group, K-pop group, since Twice in like 2015 or 2016 to have two songs with perfect all kills
in
1 year. Wow. Which is... I mean, this hasn't happened for like 5 or 6 years. So, girl groups, we see you. We hear you.
Yeah.
We respect you.
The G-Idle release, normally I'm not a G-Idle fan. I'm just like, I can't with Soyeon. But the latest release is actually pretty good. It's like Moulin Rouge partially themed.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, not a K-pop episode. Maybe next time. But we are back here with as we promised in our last episode. What did we talk about last time? I totally forgot, Ashley. What was the topic episode?
Camp.
If you haven't listened to our hot take hot talk of Camp LA Fire Fest, please go back, episode 97. But this in that episode, we promised that we were going to talk about... BTS and a lot of military enlistment information that's been coming up over the last couple of weeks, and then also to kind of celebrate, I would say, Jin's solo release of Astronaut, which we'll talk about at the end. But we're gonna just start off with some background information, and Ashley's gonna go ahead and provide it.
Sure. So in South Korean law, all men starting at age 18 to age 28 are required to serve in the military for a minimum of 18 months. In South Korea, more than 200,000 young men each year have to interrupt their studies or their career to join the military. And
whatever they're doing, right?
Yeah, whatever they're doing, they got to drop everything and go. This practice of conscription is crucial to the country's defense against North Korea, and South Korea cannot afford too many military exemptions. So in terms of BTS, their oldest member, Jin, was initially set to enlist in December 2022 because that's when he was going to turn 28. The latest age that you are allowed to join the military at. But the South Korean National Assembly, basically like their House of Representatives, created a new exemption just 3 days before his birthday. So they passed a law that people are nicknaming the BTS law, and it allows K-pop stars who have been awarded South Korea's Hwangwon Orders of Cultural Merit to apply to postpone their military service until the age of 30. So this Order of Cultural Merit Award, it's awarded by the President of South Korea, and it is given to people who have portrayed outstanding meritorious services in the fields of culture and art in the interest of promoting the national culture and national development. So a little bit more about this Cultural Merit Award. There's 5 different classes of it, and BTS won the Hwangwon, aka the Flower Crown Award, in 2018. So that's why they were able to apply to postpone until the age of 30. Fun fact, did you know that Lee Soo-man, our Lord and Savior, has also has also won this award?
Wow.
I don't understand the class ranking. Like, there's 5 different classes. I'm assuming the 5th is like the lowest, and that's what BTS won. But Lee Soo-man won the 2nd class.
Wait, sorry. BTS has the 1st class?
No, BTS has the 5th class.
Oh.
I assume that's the lowest, but I don't know. But yeah, Lee Soo-man, he's also a recipient of this.
Our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior, Lee Soo-man. So,
That's hilarious.
A little bit more about the types of people that can apply for military exemption. Top athletes like Olympians or Asian game medal winners have been excused in the past from serving for the military because they enhance national prestige. Exemptions are also granted to people who win certain awards in classical and folk music. Just, I don't know what those awards are, but those are the genres. So between 2020 and 2022, BTS applied for that deferment of their, or the postponement of their military enlistment. And Jin, in December, this December 2022, is approaching the age 30, which is like the end of his postponement period. So between the past 2 years, people have been speculating, like, if the Korean government can pass the BTS law to postpone their duty, like, they can also potentially pass a law that exempts them from going to the military at all because of their contributions to national prestige. So that brings us to the announcement that happened on October 17th. Through Weverse, Big Hit announced that the members of BTS are moving forward with their plans to fulfill military service. They also said that both the company and the members of BTS are looking forward to reconvening as a group again around 2025 following their service commitment. Around 2025. Now, I didn't notice that phrasing before, but it seems like a little
plus
bit,
or minus.
Yeah, around 2025, like, is it within or after 2025? I don't know, but anyway, that's it. That's the big news.
So I guess what the question is, right, like, how are people reacting to all of this, right? So we have seen kind of collectively, like, what people are saying, and I think that, you know, across, like, different points in time, I believe the data showed that HYBE as a company, every single time there's some military news about BTS, and it's not, I wouldn't say, like, not working in their favor, because we don't really know how the members think about this.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's an assumption that they don't want to go. And that we don't actually know how they feel about this. But when there's some kind of indication that they're going to have to go to the military, it does seem like the stocks in HYBE fall. And that makes a lot of sense because there's other groups there, but they're nearly single-handedly, they single-handedly created
HYBE,
this company,
yeah,
right? And therefore, when you take them out of the equation, by the same logic, they're single-handedly also affecting the company's economic prospects.
Yes.
I would say. I think that that's fair, and that's, you know, something that HYBE was thinking about. Ashley, I know we talked about earlier, like, this is why they were so aggressive, even prior to any of this, a lot of military talk. That's why HYBE this year decided to, debut new groups, mm-hmm. right? Debut very successful groups.
It seems as though they, even if they didn't know that BTS was going to have to go to the military, they were planning for their departure along.
Regardless of the outcome.
Right. I mean, they, for the past couple of years, they've been acquiring smaller entertainment companies like crazy. Like
Promise 9, 17.
Zico. All of these different companies to try to build their like financial cushion. And now maybe since they have seen success with a lot of the groups that they've acquired and that they've debuted, they feel comfortable enough to like with their finances to be like, okay, like we have enough groups to like cushion us for the time being. Let's try to pop these boys in and out of the military as fast as possible.
Right. So I think it's a fair assessment, right, to say that The HYBE stocks kind of crashed a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Especially after the announcement. Something that we also have been seeing on social media, right, is this notion that the South Korean economy, quote-unquote, plummeted.
Yeah.
Because BTS is now going to have to go to the military. And yikes on my behalf, like in my opinion.
Yeah.
I
think that it just shows that fans don't have like an understanding of how the stock market works or like how the economy works. Because there are major, major companies in South Korea. Like, if you think about Samsung, Kia, like, all of these different industry leaders. Like, I'm sure that the technology and, like, automobile industries in Korea are much bigger than the entertainment industry. And
right, just, like, by nature.
By nature, yeah.
Of natural usage.
Right.
Of products in society. And I will specifically say that, I'll just name it. Like, for example, at Jackie on Twitter, I mean, not on Twitter, on TikTok, right, talks about, she's really great. Like, she talks about, she gives a lot of background information about the same topic that we're talking about. But I think that a lot of the facts that she presents later on is a little bit over-exaggerated, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, she talks about how, like, because of the military enlistment announcement, that the South Korean economy plummeted, like, quote-unquote plummeted. Like, right, we can't be, like, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Right? To say that HYBE did, I think is true, right? But I don't necessarily agree with these notions that the South Korean economy plummets because of any one factor.
Right.
Like, regardless if it's BTS or not.
Right.
Like, even if, let's say, even, like, I don't know. Actually, I don't want to predict what happens, right? But let's say even, like, one of the big, like, electronic companies pulls out of South Korea, for God's sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we would say that the economy plummets because of one thing.
Right.
Right? So I think that we need to be careful as pro-BTS people, right, on the pod to not get too carried away here.
Yeah.
Right? Because ultimately, like, the reason why, like, we've kind of stayed quiet on this issue is because it doesn't matter to us. I mean, not that it doesn't matter to us. It doesn't concern us, actually, as, like, Ashley and I are living in the United States.
Yeah.
Right? So it ultimately doesn't matter what we think if they should go or not, which is not the point of this podcast episode.
Right.
So it just sounds like a lot of people on the internet, while everyone has the right to express whatever they think, right, is coming about it from a very, like, personal perspective. Most of us being non-Korean citizens. So yeah, I think also something that we don't necessarily know about is really this sense of, like, we know that it's, there's some kind of notion that this is a duty in society. And, but we don't live in South Korea and we're not South Korean citizens. So essentially, like, we don't know what it's like.
Right.
Right. So I think the South Korean government and, well, the South Korean government originally, what they wanted to do was to run a huge public opinion poll. And what they tried to do was originally gauge how the public viewed whether or not BTS should be exempted from mandatory military duties or not. And to and mind you, to follow up on Ashley's point, the reason why there's still a conscription law is because South Korea is still in a war, technically.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, that's the background. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
South Korea is in a war with the North.
Right. And there's not enough people in their country to willingly sign up for the military like there is in the United
States. Right. So they just, and they don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Right. So the South Korean government was originally going to host this huge public opinion government run poll. They ultimately canceled, the South Korean government, right, canceled this opinion poll, though. They didn't end up taking it, right? But what was interesting was that a couple of research companies called, well, one of them specifically called Jowon CNI, which I am actually a public opinion researcher, so I say this with a lot of caution in the sense of I didn't read their methodology. I don't know how their sampling worked, right? So yeah. I don't want to just, like, put it out there as basically, like, covering me as a professional in the United States doing
yeah.
this. But with that being said, here is what's reported about it. So this research company, Jowon CNI, as summarized by various sites, Soompi, Koreaboo, Yahoo News, like, those types of venues, right, reported the results of this poll of about 1,001 South Korean people, right? And they found that, and this poll was conducted several months ago, September 4th, right? And they found that 54% of this entire sample, right, indicated that they agreed that BTS should carry out their military duties. And 40% of these people believed that the group should receive an exemption. So a majority of people said that BTS should go, and 40% said that they should receive an exemption. I will say that I don't know if these 1,000 people are nationally representative of South Korean citizens.
Yeah.
That's what I will preface by saying, right? But when we look at some subgroup analysis, and we look at, for example, age, right, what this poll found was that 73% of Koreans in their 20s, right, noted that BTS should enlist, right? So it does seem like when we're cutting across age that young people had said that the group should enlist. And as people got older, they were more likely to say that they should get an exemption, which I thought was really interesting. So 73% of people in their 20s voted that the group should enlist, 60% of people in their 30s, 50% of people in their 40s, 50% of people in their 40s, around the same percentage of people in their 50s, and 47.5% of people in their 60s said that the group should enlist. So it actually declines in likelihood.
I wonder why they become less passionate about it as they age.
It's super interesting, and we're talking a little bit about it. I think it's because there's this mentality of I did it in my 20s. Currently,
yeah.
So you should do it too. I think that's kind of what's going on. And as you age, you kind of forget about... This is just a theory, right? You kind of forget about your experience there. You forget about whatever hardship that you experienced. And you're like, I did it, but like... it's probably not that necessary.
Yeah, it's just like a blimp in their entire life period. It's only 18 months and they're 60 years old.
It's 18 months and they're 60 years. Yeah. And for people in their 20s, it's 18 months and they're very short life.
Yes.
Right? So I think that there's something going on there. They also found that men were more likely to say that, like, BTS should enlist. But it's not by, like, a heavy margin. Mm-hmm. So 58% of men... in this poll said that BTS should enlist, 58%. And then 50.3% of women said that they should enlist. So a majority of both gender groups are actually saying that BTS should carry out their military duties, right? Mm-hmm. And considering gender is important because the military law conscription is only for men.
Right.
So you would think that maybe women... might be more more likely to say that BTS should be an exemption than the percentage that did.
Yeah.
In the poll.
Yeah, it's interesting because military service, I mean, I don't know how long this conscription has been going on, but it seems as though it's so ingrained into their culture. They see this, at least for men, as like a rite of passage, you know, something they have to do in order to move forward with their lives.
Yeah. Oh, apparently also another poll that was conducted in April, a couple months before, surveyed 1,004 South Koreans, and they also found that 59%, it was a little different result. They found that 59% of BTS and other top K-pop artists, so that's very vague question wording here, should be exempt from mandatory military service. So the most recent survey says something a little bit different, like maybe something was going on there.
Yeah.
But ultimately, these are huge controversies as to what is going on. You know, some people see... going to the military as some kind of national obligation or some kind of duty, and others don't.
Yeah.
Right? But what we do know now is that it seems like they're going. They are going.
Yes.
Is that what,
They're going. They're going.
And wasn't the notion of this statement or the suggestion from this statement was that, you know, they're trying to take their own future into their own hands? Is that what your assessment of that would be, Ashley?
Yeah. So, I mean, they've kind of had that same theme for the past couple of years now, that they're in control of their own future. They're making their own decisions. It's not like they're just waiting around for the government to like make a decision for them. They're like very proactive with the announcements that they are making. So the perception is that they have decided their own path, you know? But, yeah, they do plan to come back around 2025. I don't know what that means exactly. Like, maybe end of 2025, beginning of 2026? We'll see.
Okay. I guess the next question is, what are they going to do for the rest of 2022? Right? Mm-hmm. And they did release an album this year. So they're in the running so the Mamas just released their nominations for awards, and the hosts kind of talked about it, and rightfully BTS is nominated like a bajillion times.
Yeah.
Even though there wasn't that much activity from them as a group, relative to the last couple of years, like, I think they're still the top-selling K-pop group in South Korea, which surprises no one.
Mm-hmm.
But it just begs the question as to, like, whether or not they're going to, like, for example, go to the end-of-the-year award shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Ashley, what do you think? Are they going or not? Are they going to make the most of their group activities here
well,
or not?
So, Jin Jin has his solo release, or had his...
Which we will talk about in just a bit.
He had his solo release, and he needs to leave for the military by the age of 30, December 12th or whatever it is. So maybe they will make the most out of their time together in the last month that they have. Or
give Mnet those ratings one more time for the next couple years.
Will they just chill, you know? Like, I hope that...
Totally.
I hope that after this Jin release, he could just chill. Because then he has to do military service for a year and a half, you know?
Just for like a week.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything for a week or two or five.
Yeah, I just hope that the award shows... they're not like a BTS monopoly again. You know, like I can't handle a 45-minute BTS set at the Mamas. It's just not what I want to see anymore.
Right. Out of fairness to other groups that have been really holding down the fort this year.
Yes, exactly.
So why don't we just jump right into it? What did you think of the Jin release, and what did you think?
I thought the Jin release was actually very good. I imagined the song to be more mellow because he doesn't, that's more his personality and his style of music. Mm-hmm. But what I wasn't expecting is for it to be very like Coldplay-esque. I mean, I knew that Coldplay wrote the song with him, but it basically was a Coldplay song that Jin was singing.
I agree with that sentiment.
When I think of Jin's music, I think of like the ballady OSTs that he sings, and this is more like a soft pop Western
with
song.
Like electronic sounds in the back.
Yeah.
That shies away from being EDM, but very, like, pop, electric tones in the back.
It gave me kind of 80s, like, soft 80s music. And the music video also gave me, like, E.T.
Oh, yeah, because of the space stuff, yeah.
Well, it's because of the space stuff, it's because of the little girl that's riding the bicycle, and it's because this is my theory around the music video.
Okay.
So, in the music video, he's sitting in his room, and he's playing a crossword puzzle. The crossword puzzle says stuff like army, home, like family, whatever. And then he goes outside and he plays with the little girl riding on a bicycle. Then he goes to the middle of nowhere and he sees an astronaut, a spaceship. And so the whole time I was thinking, like, is Jin an alien?
Oh.
You didn't think Jin was an alien?
No, that didn't really cross my mind, but
I didn't know if that was if his home that he was in was his actual home. It just seemed like when he was wearing that suit, he wasn't of the area, you know? Like he didn't really blend in. He was acting a little bit off, and the only times that he smiled when in the music video is when he was with the little girl and at the end when he's leaving the spaceship, going back to the little girl, going back to his home, and playing the crossword puzzle where he's writing the word family. And so overall, I think that the music video is like he's an alien and his home is with his family, which is the little girl, which is ARMY. Did that make
any
sense?
You think the little girl is like a representation of ARMY?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so I put just in like completely honest transparency, I did not think that. And and this is us just like not reading any like spoilers or actual theories from like credible people. Unfortunately, the listeners just get Ashley and Nathan. So I envisioned that this girl was like a prospective, like, daughter.
Daughter! Because he,
and I'm sure I'm not right. But my, like, thought about that is that, yeah, it was about family, and it wasn't, like, a emotion, it wasn't, like, a significant other relationship, obviously, because she's so young. But it felt like the lyrics were also aligned with the fact that he was saying, like, oh, I, when I'm with you, like, I feel like I'm the only one in heaven. Right? So it's just like, oh, when I'm with, like, a mini-me, like, I feel like I'm the
daughter.
I don't know. I'm just,
like, I know. I totally, I'm sure it's not. I can see that theory. What made me think he was an alien is that when he goes to the spaceship and the spaceship leaves, he doesn't leave with this, with the spaceship.
Mm.
Like, he's like, I want to stay here on Earth, my home, with the people that I like, which are little girls.
I don't know. I don't know. But I thought that overall the song and the music video were very Jin, like,
yeah,
like, similarly to what you were saying, Ashley, like, Jin is, comes off to me as, like, the most simple member of BTS. Like, he would definitely release something like this. Yeah. I would, yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, the only, like, thing that prevents me from, I guess, like, the struggle that I have with, like, a release like this is, like, and I'll just say it, like, y'all, don't cancel me for this. I'm just trying to say, like, my opinion and, like, my view of this. Like, you know, a couple of months ago, they came out with this, like, very, very heartfelt announcement. Talking about how, like, oh, I forgot, like, what RM said. Like, this totally wasn't us. Like, this era of Butter, Permission to Dance, My Universe, or what is it?
Yeah.
My universe. Right. Like, we understand that we had a lot of popularity and that we got a lot of, like, positive feedback from this. So, like, we just kept rolling with it. But, like, we weren't being true to ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Was that a fair assessment of what they said, like, a couple months ago?
Yeah. They basically were saying we were making plays for the Grammys every year because the songs were so popular, so we just kept going with it, but we, this is not us.
And who could blame them?
Yeah.
Who could blame them? So I guess, like, it just kind of, like, makes me go back to, like, so is this you or not? Because this is Coldplay. Like, this is Coldplay's brand. This is not BTS's brand, at least in terms of the style of music.
Right.
So, and we kind of talked about this offline before recording, Ashley. I mean, you were basically saying, like, well, each member is different. And each member kind of might see their role in the music industry differently.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe Jin is the one that collaborates more, you know, with this type of artist and style. And is, like, more okay with it than others. Right? And I respect that, right? But from my hearing of it the first time, it was like, oh, us as a group, like, this wasn't us, and we're going to go back to what we've been doing.
What we enjoy individually.
Right. Or, like, what we put out as a group to get us to this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all respect to Jin. And I actually really like the song.
Yeah.
But it just made me go back to their statement and their group discussion, their public group discussion from a couple months ago.
Right. So when Jin released this song, he did a Weverse live where he gave some background as to, like, who he wrote the song with and his military enlistment plans and how they got derailed multiple times. So at the beginning, he says that he's going to perform this song, Astronaut, with Coldplay in Argentina today, October 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to return to Korea and start prepping for the military. Like, he's just, he just has one more month before his birthday, like a little over a month before he, the deadline for him to go. So he's probably going to take it easy, shave his head.
Very good. Has that big, big, puffy cloud hair right now.
I know. It looks so good. They're all growing out their hair.
It looks great.
So in the video, he also talks about how he originally planned to enlist in June because he didn't want to be in the military during the cold months. But
you're going to be in there for a whole year.
I know.
At least. You're going to hit all the seasons. But okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but he wanted to wait for the group to have one last performance together, which is their concert in Busan.
So the one that already happened, right?
The one that just happened in this past couple weeks or week ago. He said that he didn't want to announce the enlistment before the performance because he didn't want the concert to be seen as like a goodbye stage, you know?
Which is nice. Yeah,
which I really like because I feel like it would have caused like mass chaos if that
massive political riots.
Yeah, if they knew that this was going to be BTS's last show before they started leaving, I feel like armies around the world would have just like come to, you know, like Busan can't fit all the armies in the world, and this isn't this isn't Tokyo Dome, you know, it's just like a Busan stadium. So I'm glad that he announced it after that show because...
And, like, also, like, the vibe of it would have been very different. Like, it would have felt like this concert was for him. Like, it just would have... The vibe would have been different.
Yeah, very true. So, some more stuff he said was that he was supposed to enlist a couple years ago, actually. And then they released Dynamite. It was super successful. Then they released Butter and Permission to Dance, and so he didn't want to leave during that time because they were at what was
who could blame
the
them
their career.
Yeah, why would you want to leave when you're at your best?
Honestly, I don't serving during COVID times maybe would have made his enlistment.
I mean,
shorter.
Know that's just a fact because people were getting released early.
Yes. Yes.
Like because of COVID. Like, we won't name names, but like, this has happened.
Yes. So, anyway.
Clam pasta. That's all I'm saying.
Clam pasta.
If you know, you know. Okay, anyways.
So after Permission to Dance, he was thinking about leaving, and then he thought, like, we got the Grammys, probably should go to that because we might win, but as we know, they didn't. And then after the Grammys, he was like, okay, we're going to announce the hiatus, and then we're going to plan for this Busan show, and then I'm going to go. So even though he didn't want to leave during the cold months, he's going to – that's what he ends up doing. And he says that he did it for the fans because he wanted to have, like, one last performance with them.
For the Busan concert. That's really nice. I appreciate that. Well, I'm glad that he's, you know, releasing something before he goes off. And that the Jin stands and the armies have something to remember him by because we know how important that is.
Yes. Definitely.
Are the army's gonna go out there and buy like little astronaut figures to put on their window seals to remember Jin? Probably.
Of course. I assume there's going to be a little calendar countdown of the days he's going to days he has left in the military.
Yeah.
No shade to the girl on Twitter that said she was gonna make the DO1 and then never responded to us.
Literally never sold them to us.
Never sold them to us.
But now he's, you know, the time goes by really quick. So,
it does. He'll be out before we know it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. Let us know what you think about all of this BTS news. Let us know what you think about this goodbye gift from Jin. Is it safe to say that this is a goodbye gift? I'm scared. I'm scared.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. this gift from Jin temporarily. And we thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and platforms. We also have our website, idoltalkpod.uu.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized and information about us. And it could be found in the description of our episode here. And then also, if you have any feedback or content requests, please don't forget to email us at idoltalkpod@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll talk to you all later. Goodbye.